Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The more, the merrier, right? Again, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And let's see. Before I get it going in the show, I wanted to say happy birthday to my beautiful wife. And today is her birthday. And so far, she's been having a great time. And I have too. She's lurking somewhere in the house. And I just wanted to say happy birthday to her. Today is her birthday. And I guess we'll be celebrating all day today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's how she likes to do it. Anyway, yeah, happy birthday to you, babe, and many, many more to come with me, right? Again, to get the number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, today's word of the day is, let me grab today's word of the day. I had it right here. Okay, it's onomastics. Onomastics. O-N-O-M-A-S-T-I-C-S. Onomastics. Onomastics is a noun, and it means the science or study of the origins and forms of words, especially as used in a specialized field. Okay, another definition is the science or study of the origin and forms of proper names of persons or places. The second meaning is the system underlying the formation and use of words, especially for proper names or of words used in a specialized field. Onomastics is that word of the day. Now, I know people ask me all the time, hey, Frank, how you come up with these words? Well, I don't come up with these words. Webster does. And they send me a word of the day on a daily basis. And I use that word and give it to you guys, and I give it to myself to add to my vocabulary, okay? And I hope you're adding to your vocabulary. Now, some stuff, hey, it's tough, and it goes in one of my ears and comes out the other one, probably just like you. Stuff I do grab a hold of, okay? I do. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys, please call in and comment on today's episode, which is an Atlanta celebrity who gives her husband 8 hall passes per year. Now, I don't know if you all know what a hall pass is. What a hall pass is I guess a man or a woman can give out a hall pass. And if you want to really see a funny movie, I don't know what exactly the movie is titled, but it may be Hall Pass. I'm not sure. Owen Wilson is in it, and the guy that played in We're the Millers, he's in it, and it's some good characters in there, okay? And you'll see what a hall pass is. And a hall pass is given by a man or a woman, I guess, and they give their, let's say they give their husband, a woman gives her husband a hall pass. That hall pass says you have my permission to go out and see another woman. That's what I take it as being a hall pass. Okay? And because I gave you a hall pass and you do what you do, I'm okay with it. Okay, I'm okay with it. Just don't bring anything home with you, okay? So that's my impression of a hall pass. That's my thoughts of what a hall pass is. So there's an Atlanta celebrity, and the Atlanta celebrity is, she used to be married. I don't know if they were married or not. I'm not going to say married because I don't know. I know she had a baby by Lil Wayne. Okay. One of the big time rappers, Lil Wayne. She had a baby by Lil Wayne. Again, I don't know if they were married or not when she had the baby, but whatever. She's no longer married to him. She's no longer with him. Okay? But she does have a kid by him. Now she's married to another guy. He used to be a nice producer. He was he did a few big things back in the day. They call him Memphis Hits. Memphis Hits. And he got that nickname because he's from Memphis, Tennessee. And he called himself Memphis Hits. Okay? And you may know him. He used to date another singer named Kay Michelle. Now, Kay Michelle was on national TV saying that he beat her when they were together. Okay? Physically beat her when they were together. All right. So this guy's Memphis Hits. And he is married to her. I think her name is Toya or something like that. I think it's Toya. Do you see the flowers? Toya. And so they're married. And I've met Memphis before, personally. I did a video shoot with a nonprofit organization a while back. We went to the Marriott and we did a video. I videoed Reverend Al Sharpton and his crew down at the Marriott, and Memphis Hits was one of the speakers on that panel. Okay. And so after they did their thing on the panel, he gave us an interview, a short interview. And the guy that I was working with the nonprofit organization interviewed him. And of course I was videotaping. I was shooting the whole thing, and before and afterwards we all talked. We all met each other and we all talked. And he seemed like a nice guy. Memphis Hits seemed like a nice guy to me. But after hearing, you know, some stories about him, I don't know. So all I can say is what I know, what I've seen, and, you know, I don't know what goes on behind their closed doors. Anyway, this guy now, he's married to Toya, who is, again, like I said, Lil Wayne's baby mama, so to speak. She had a baby by Lil Wayne. So they're together. They're married. And she gives him, Toya gives Memphis Hits 8 hall passes per year. Now, again, what's a hall pass? A hall pass is a pass from a woman to a man saying that, here, you have a pass to go out. I'm giving you permission to go out and you can see another woman. Okay? That's my take on a hall pass. Now, here's what I'm saying is, why would you give your husband, he's not your boyfriend, he's not your friend that you see on occasion, He's nothing like that. He's your husband. Okay? Why would you give your husband permission to go out or seek out other women? Why would you do that? I'm guessing that they have some type of an open relationship. So if that's the case, then what's the deal with the hall passes? If you have an open relationship, that means that, I don't give a damn if you go out and see other people, and you don't give a damn if I go out and see other people. That's an open relationship. How many open relationships that you know of have worked? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, the comedian Monique, her and her ex-husband had an open relationship. And so that tells you something right there. An open relationship. Her and her ex-husband had an open relationship during their marriage. And you see what happened to them. They're now exes. And that's what's going to happen to Memphis Hits and Toy. They're not going to be married long. I guarantee you that. If this is going on within their relationship, they're not going to be married long. Okay? Because what you're doing is you're giving your husband permission to go out and see other women. All right? Now, he may say he loves you and he won't, leave you for another woman or whatever. He may tell you all that. But there's no reason for him not to find someone else out there that could give him what he's looking for. Because obviously you're not everything that he's looking for. Obviously. If he's going to take 8 hall passes a year and run with them, then something's not right at home. Okay? If you're a woman, if you're married to a woman or you're dating a woman or whatever, and she goes out and seek another relationship with another man, something's not right at home. Somebody's not getting the right attention at home. Somebody's not getting what they need at home. And you guys need to sit down and have a talk about it. See, she knows what she's not getting. He knows what he's not getting at home. So you need to sit down and talk about it and let her know and let him know what you want, what you need. And if things can't be resolved there, then maybe you need some type of professional help. But giving each other hall passes to go out and see other people is just poison within your relationship. I can't see doing that at all with my wife. Okay? I can't see doing that at all with my wife. I there's no way I would give my wife one hall pass, much less 8. Okay? And if she got one hall pass to go out and see someone, then that person that she sees may be, obviously something's missing at home. So he may be the one that has what she's missing. And now the next thing now she's secretly going behind your back and seeing him because she ran out of hall passes, right? Now you got a problem. Now you got a serious problem. And the same thing goes the other way. You give your husband a hall pass, they go out and see other women, and he finds that woman who's giving him what you're not giving him at home, so to speak. Then when he runs out of hall passes, and now he's gonna be skipping home. He ain't gonna worry about having a hall pass, right? I mean, that's what I think. I may be wrong, but I'm a man. I know how men think. And if you're going to give a man a hall pass to go out there and see other women, and, you know, it's okay with you, he has nothing to fear. Okay? He doesn't even fear seeing one of y'all's friends out in the streets. He's out in the streets with another woman, and he sees a friend of y'all's, a mutual friend of y'all's. I mean, he doesn't care because you've given him a hall pass. Like, oh, hey, what's up, Derek? This is Simone. And, you know, I'm just out kicking it with Simone. I'll give you a call in a little while. And then he calls Derek back and say, hey, Derek, you know, my wife, she gave me a hall pass. She gave me the permission to go out and see other women. So that's why you saw me with Simone. Derek like, oh, okay, dude. Do your thing. That's a problem. It's going to be a problem. And it's going to rip their relationship apart. I don't know what people think when they get some money in their bank accounts. They think crazily, start to do crazy things. See, that's, you know, that's the opposite of what you should be doing. If you get money in your bank account, what you should be doing is trying to think rationally, trying to be a steward of your money and take care of it and take care of your relationship and make help that use that money to take care of your relationship and your lifestyle, but not an open relationship lifestyle. Who does that? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, I only have a few minutes left in the show, but again, what is she thinking? What kind of relationship do they have where she wants to give him 8 hall passes per year? Now, I have another spin on this, which is if he's an abuser, if he likes to, you know, kick women around and knock them around or whatever, as K. Michelle said that he did, then he probably doing the same thing to this to his wife that he has now. He's probably pushing her around, knocking her around, physically abusing her as well, if that's him. Y'all with me? I don't know. Like I said, when I met the guy, he seemed like a good guy to me. And I only met him once. I only met him maybe, I was only in his presence for maybe a couple hours, but that was it. Now I have a caller on the show from the 404 area code, the first 3 digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is your wife, Laura. I'm calling from Lithia Springs. I just want to say thank you so much for the birthday shout-out and all the gifts and services today, and I appreciate you.
Well, you're absolutely welcome.
All right. Well, I enjoyed the show, and you can't have any hall passes, so.
It's your day.
Okay.
No hall passes, huh?
Nope.
Well,
no
if you
pass.
Don't get if you don't give me a hall pass, that means you don't get a hall pass.
Right. I don't need a hall pass.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later.
Have fun.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And so, again, guys, I'm just about out of time, but that's, you know, that's what I think. I think the guy's pushing his girl around, pushing his wife around, and she's afraid of him, and they have some type of open relationship, and she lets him do as he pleases. And again, that's poison within your relationship. Hey, thanks, guys, for being with me today. I love you all because you guys sit here and you listen to me every day. I want to listen to you. I want to talk to you. But as I talk to people who listen to the show every day, and ask them, hey, call into the show and get on the air. I'll put you on the air and we can talk. Oh, Frank, I don't like to talk in front of people. It's just you and I talking. Forget about the listeners that I have. It's just you and me. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. Have a great Wednesday. It's hump day, and we're headed into the weekend. I know it's raining outside. I know it's going to be nasty all day long. But the only way we survive is to have rain. So embrace the rain, deal with it, and tomorrow will be a different day. Take care of yourself, guys. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Good day.
Frame up. see that? Lay under the bed while I'm saying my scriptures. Cause I leave you holy like you pray in a temple. One B, I move with the letter of a pencil. And my boat miss you. Good night, kiss you. Take a damn bag, cause you got pistols. And now I'm saying, Donnie, pick her up, these issues.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.